Good morning. Again, I count it a privilege to be heard of you, because that means that you are alive. It means that I am alive. It means that God's mercy and His grace and His favor is working yet for our benefit, and that God is keeping us in spite of all. And I hope that you're well, safe, and comforted. And I did want to be in touch with you to give you a passage of scripture for you to meditate on for today. It's found in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 14. And we'll begin reading in verse 15, and we'll conclude verse 24. That's quite a bit there. It's a very simple story. Before you try to deal with any of the details, I invite you to read all of it so that you can get a gist, and then go back and pick different parts. You know, when you study the Bible, you want to see the big picture first before you try to deal with the textures and tones and all of that kind of thing. So get the big picture first. Read it until you get the big picture, and then go back and look at some of the details. Let the text talk to you. And then if you could discuss that in the group, that would be wonderful, and generate some dialogue about God's Word. And then afterwards, if you would, have prayer with the group, and especially those in the house who are not saved, to begin to cause for them to look beyond this natural world that we live to the spiritual world that they will eventually have to reckon with. And what a powerful way to begin to cause for them, instead of looking around and in, they can look up to God. And prayer will do that. And after you pray, then perhaps there's someone who may get this message, and we hope that you do. We know that Beth likes Will and Friends of Bethel, but we hope that we can gain some other brothers and sisters through this simple voice message. If you have not met Jesus in the free pardon of sin, our members sent this to you with intentionality. They wanted you to hear beyond them that they're concerned for your salvation. They don't want for you to go to hell. They want you to go to heaven. And they knew that I would tell you how to get there. And His name is Jesus. And all you have to do is acknowledge that you are a sinner, believe that you are the Son of God, confess with that, confess what you believe in your mind and in your heart with your mouth, and the Bible, according to Romans 10:9-10, says thou shalt be saved. And if you're ready, they are more than ready and willing to help you on that journey, and they will introduce you to Jesus. Again, be blessed. I love you. I look forward to seeing all of you soon and hearing of the testimonies of someone who's given their life to Christ. Again, this is Pastor Morris. I love you. Bye-bye.